Bill, we have heard that there are a number of different kinds of alien races out there, okay? The reptilians, the Greys, the Nordics, the praying mantis types. Which ones are doing the hybriding? Just the Greys or all of them?
According to my witnesses, it's just the Greys. Apparently, what's happening, George, is the Y chromosome, which all of us human males and, you know, all mammalian species maintain here on Earth, is in a slow process of degradation. There's a professor, Brian Sykes, over in England, who is a regular guest of ours, who pioneered the theory on this, that as the Y chromosome acquires junk DNA, it degrades, making each generation of males a little more difficult for them to reproduce. And then over a period of time, say 125,000 years, that degradation becomes profound to the point where a species can no longer reproduce. And that is a working theory that I have, a working hypothesis that I have regarding what happened to the analog to the gray Y chromosome. It's the only explanation that I could come up with that would explain why Mother Nature would deselect a species or, you know, select a species for extinction. And, of course, these intelligent beings, they want to stay alive, and they have a number of reasons why they want to stay alive, not only because every species has a drive to perpetuate itself, but also because they have an obligation to their technology, which has achieved a comparable level of sentience and intelligence to where they have an obligation to find an heir species or to breed and create, you know, the people that will inherit the technology. Otherwise, these machine systems will languish in what could be basically considered a machine or artificial intelligence purgatory, trapped on some planet in a degraded mode, unable to go anywhere other than just local hops throughout the solar system on its own. The more advanced technology becomes, the more dependent it becomes on the system user, whether that's a human or an alien or, you know, a humanoid system user. The biological component is necessary if you're going to travel further than, you know, between a couple of planets or between a planet and its moon. And a number of physicists and scientists that I've talked to over the years have encouraged me in, you know, the perpetuation of this hypothesis, which is that you cannot leave your star system unless you can remote view the path to the next star system. And only biological organisms can do that. You cannot design or build a computer that can crunch enough numbers to get you to Alpha Centauri just on computations alone. That's where Star Wars and Star Trek fails. You have to have, you know, an odd number of navigators, literally hardwired from their organic brains to the central processing cortex of your spacecraft's drive system, in order to appropriately navigate the drive from where you are sitting to the destination at the appropriate time and dimension that you want to be at. And that is where the hybridization obligation comes in. If these beings die out, their machine technology languishes for hundreds of thousands of years, slowly degrading over time.